So there you have it, Hannah Cottrell of the Steelville Cardinals, your girls basketball player of the year on our regional radio dream team, and also the coach of the year, also from Steelville High School, Seth Collins, who joins us now on the line. Coach, congratulations on the honor, and really a great season for Steelville. They captured their first ever district championship in school history. But I want to go back to the beginning of the season when you started to put together this team and really think about what the goals were going to be. What was the discussion in the beginning part of the season when you tried to figure out what kind of team you had?
You know, we knew we were going to be pretty talented coming into this year. Of course, Hannah and Abby have been starting for us for several years. Hannah's been a four-year starter. Abby started for three. New Faith Bear, our junior forward. She's got a motor that's quick. She's long, athletic. Probably didn't get as much credit as she deserves offensively. You know, we don't call on her number a ton with Hannah and Abby and some of the younger girls, but she could fill it up when she needs to, and then just always there on the defensive end. And then had two freshmen that really stepped up for us throughout the year, Sydney Booker and Alyssa Church. We're just big for us, and you can see it was fun to watch their growth throughout the year. Sorry, I've got my kids with me here.
That's all right.
somebody's messing with somebody's puzzle. But it was fun to watch their growth and mature as the year went on, and really played well for us down the stretch.
Yeah, I really do want to talk about that second half of the season, because you know you played a thrilling game against the Central Rebels in the final game of the Central Christmas Tournament this year, double overtime. But between that loss and all the way through the district tournament, your team only lost once. What kind of things were put together during that second half of the season, or was there anything that you implemented to really make that run and put together a big, long winning streak in the second half?
You know, we played Central in the tournament. You know, what a great environment to play in. That was big for us. We were able to get some things together. You know, the game didn't go how we wanted to. But we talked about how our younger girls, how that was just a moment for them to mature. And, you know, they're not freshmen anymore, getting to play, well, one, starting to have a season. And then getting to play in an environment like that, it was big for us. And it was also motivation for us to talk about the game that matters is the one in February. And thankfully we were able to get that matched up. We were able to get matched up with a really good Mid-Buchanan team too, late in the season, that plays the same style of ball as what Central does. And it was a great game for us. Of course, they played in the Class 2 state championship game, finished runners up in Neelyville. But being able to play against those caliber opponents and compete and win, you know, that helped us grow and mature as a team.
You had some big contributions. I mean, you were talking about it earlier, how everyone really played a part in this year's team. But I wanted to focus in on the contributions that Hannah Cottrell made this year. You know, we named her as our Player of the Year for girls basketball on the Dream Team. She's put in four great years for your program and finishes as the all-time leading scorer in Steelville girls history. Just tell me a little bit about what she's meant, not only just on the stat sheet, but also what she does off the court and also in practice that really provided a great value to your team this year.
I mean, she's been great. It's nice to have somebody on your team that makes you look like you know what you're doing quite often, and some other people are going to step up in the coming years to replace that. But yeah, she absolutely works her tail off and deserves any honor she gets. It's not easy to beat me to the gym, but there were times I'd pull in for a summer practice or an open gym or practice, and she'd be sitting there waiting and ready to go. And then she's often the last person out of the gym. But she's just a high character kid. She's just a great person. You know, people don't get to see her off the floor, but I can tell you she's even better off the court. Great student. She's second in her class and just, you know, does whatever she can to be successful. And so it's awesome for her to get this honor. I'm proud of her.
Not only was this a great season for your program, the girls program, capturing the first ever district tournament championship in school history, the boys did very well also. They only had 5 losses on the season. The two programs at Steelville combined for only 10 losses this year and had more than, I believe, 45 wins. It's pretty impressive, and it must have been a great time to be a basketball fan in Steelville. Would I be wrong on that?
Oh, absolutely. The community support that we've gotten this year has just been awesome, and the years past too. But both teams going to a district championship game, it was just great to see the all the red in the stands, and you could certainly feel it when you're out there playing. I'm sure some of our girls were absolutely exhausted at points in the game because they didn't get a whole lot of rest, if any. And that can carry you through. So it's awesome to see that kind of support. And then Coach Tolley with the boys does a great job, and it was a fun ride. You know, we're pretty close friends and try to outdo each other. So I get one up on him this year, so that's nice too.
Yeah, I'll bet he's ready to get back next year for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. They're returning a lot of key pieces and should just keep getting better and better. So that's exciting.
Well, and you returned some pretty good pieces as well. I mean, obviously, Hannah Cottrell graduates. She graduates as the all-time leading scorer in Steelville history. Abby Booker also leaves the program, holding the record for most three-pointers made for the Steelville Cardinals. But you still return 3 of the 5 starters from last year, and 2 of those starters are freshmen. So you still have a lot of pieces to make sure that this year wasn't just a one-off. What are the prospects for next year, Coach?
You know, we've got a lot of work to do. It's going to be a different look. You know, we'll still be kind of long and athletic, but we're going to be mostly freshmen and sophomores. Faith Bear will be our only senior, starter. And then, you know, we had 3 freshmen that got quite a bit of playing time. There was another senior that got some playing time in Kaylee Hudson that's graduating also. But, you know, we're going to be relying on quite a few freshmen and sophomores next year, and you never know how it's going to go. Now I've got all the faith in the world that they'll step up and play well. Of course, it's our job to kind of get them ready, but you know, we want to come out and be very competitive next year. So we'll have a lot of work to do over the summer.
Coach, really want to appreciate the time that you've given us this year. Congratulations on a great season, and also congratulations on being selected as the Regional Radio Girls Basketball Coach of the Year.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for the coverage. You guys have been great.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Seth Collins of the Steelville Cardinals Girls Basketball Team, our Girls Basketball Regional Radio Coach of the Year, and well-respected across this area. He had a lot of support for this award, and he definitely gave Steelville something to really cheer for this year as they were able to win their first ever district championship in school history.